Have you visited the AmberMayShow.com yet? I have all kinds of discounts to save you money. You can find a discount for eastbay.com when you use promo code AFAMBER1. That's A as in Adam, F as in Frank, AMBER1. And you can save 15% off any order of shoes or apparel. Save even more when you use promo code AFAMBER2. That's A as in Adam, F as in Frank, AMBER2. And you get 20% off $75 or more. If you need any sort of shoes, from athletic to casual, they have you covered. Remember, promo code AFAMBER1 for 15% off, or AFAMBER2 for 20% off $75 or more. At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like, out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
I'm so glad you tuned into the Amber May Show, because today I have a wonderful friend, and his name is Pastor Joseph Valenzuela, joining me today. We're going to be talking about something that I found fascinating, because it's not something I think a lot of people talk about, and so I wanted to bring it to the attention. We're talking about technology today, and technology between families, and here joining me today is Pastor Joseph. So welcome, Pastor Joseph, to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is going to be a lot of fun here today.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I've been looking forward to this for some time. So, we're talking about technology. We're talking about family. You're a youth group pastor. You've been pastoring for a long time. And
about 12 years now.
If anyone could talk about youth, I think it's you. Because you've been doing it a long time. And honestly, I can tell you've been blessed in this ministry.
I never really age past 12 either.
Yeah, so makes it even better. This is something you're definitely called to do. If anyone knows you, they would say the same thing. Being that you've been around youth so long, what is your take on how parents, is there anything parents need to know or need to react or when dealing with, now we have iPhones, iPads, Android phones, you know, all the gaming devices now hook up to the internet, obviously computers. You can't get away from technology.
No, that is correct. But let me paint a picture for you here, which is really quite interesting. I actually was reading an article where I kind of pulled this little buzzword off of it, so it's not mine. But it really made a lot of sense to me. Imagine this. You know, you ask a family, hey, do you have family time? They will say, yeah, absolutely, we have family time. You know, we're you know, every Tuesday night, every Friday night, whatever it may be, we have dinner. We sit, we have dinner, we watch TV, whatever. But if you were actually a fly on the wall and really were able to watch what was going on, you would see this kind of buzzword I was talking about. It's together alone, where you see dad, he's watching his big screen TV or TV, watching the game on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see mom only a few feet away from him on her laptop.
Oh, yeah.
Doing Farmville, surfing, shopping, whatever. All right. Then you go down the couch here, and then you got the little boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's on his PSP. He's on his Game Boy. Well, that's Game Boys back in my day. But
right. Me too.
I know my youth kids corrected me the other day when I said, they're like, "What's a Game Boy?" You know. I was like, "Oh man, I'm getting old."
Can you believe we're aging ourselves already?
I know. I just aged myself right there. But it's a PSP. I do know what those are, or a DS. And then you go right next to it, and you got sister texting away to her friends. And so even though you have this family together, they really are alone together. And so you got this idea where technology has quieted the family down, which in some cases, you know, people are saying, hey, that's good. We're not fighting anymore. But then there's no actual communication going on, good or bad. Now, don't get me wrong. I love technology. Heck, my notes right now are on the new Samsung Galaxy Tab. Maybe they'll get me a new one.
Ever since I've seen you the last 2 weeks, and I'm sure you've had it longer than 2 weeks, that has not left your side for a second.
Oh, no. I love technology. It is, it increases efficiency. I'm in seminary right now at Phoenix Seminary, a really awesome school, but I got all of my books on my tab so I can do my homework whenever I need to. So I love technology, and it's great, but like anything else, the question we have to ask ourselves is, are we mastered by it? You know, Hebrews 12:1 talks about, you know, we got to run this race with perseverance, which really is our life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're, you know, there's people who have gone before us. There's people watching us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it talks about, you know, a runner running with weights on him. And we got to stop and ask ourselves as a society, are we, is technology have become a weight on us that's causing us to slip our eyes off of Jesus and not realize that it's actually slowing us down in life? And that when in the next part where it goes, and the sin that so easily entangles, that sin really is our pride and arrogance getting in the way of saying, oh, wait, oh, technology, it's not a weight. I'm really not on the computer that much.
Mm-hmm.
I really can put the remote down whenever I want to.
Or not check my Facebook every 2 seconds.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are addicted to that, Facebook.
Yeah, and I love Facebook. You know, I don't want anyone to think that I'm like anti, you know, technology. But I do have to ask myself this question. Can I put my technology down and really focus in on my family? And that's really what I've really kind of noticed about kids, what I've really noticed about teens, and what I'm really starting to see with the adults and families is this loss of purpose, this loss of meaning, and this loss of connection. And right now, the technology is, even though it's providing some connection, it can never be the substitute for the real thing. And even our connection with God. You know, we never, Jesus never used computers to really talk with us. It's not like, you know, when he contacted Paul, you know, it's not like he was like, Paul, why are you persecuting me? Sad face. You know, I mean.
LOL.
Paul had an actual encounter with Jesus.
That's
and
right.
So it's very important in that we have to get back to that, which, you know, my thoughts are is parents, just like everything else, you monitor your kid's sugar. You monitor your kids' friends.
Mm-hmm.
My question to every parent is, do you know what your children are viewing in cyberspace? Do you know your children's cyber friends? Do you monitor their technology use? Do you monitor their information sharing? And I know for some parents and even my dad, you know, and a few other people, you know, technology could be real scary to our older generation. But, you know, I encourage them, don't fear it. God didn't give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So, you know, if God can help you through hard times, I bet God can help you use Facebook, you know?
I'm sure he could. I mean, it's really important for children's safety. I mean, there's so many predators out there, and kids feel safe, and they'll put all kinds of information on themselves, not really realizing how much information they're putting out there. I've told my sisters on Facebook, they have their name, their birthday, where they work, where they go to school. I said, that's way too much information. Because if somebody is a predator and likes your picture all of a sudden and has these terrible ideas and thoughts, now they know exactly how to find you.
Yeah. And just like anything else, you got to be safe. I mean, we don't let our kids walk, you know, after dark. We try to teach our kids to look both ways to cross the street. This is just another level in our culture that has come upon us real fast, and we weren't prepared for it. But parents, you know, we got to teach our kids, yeah, you don't put your full name on the internet. You don't put your house your house address or your phone number.
Yeah, because Facebook has phone numbers on there. And if you don't realize it, I want you to go into your settings, because I had to take it off mine because I didn't know my phone number was on Facebook. And some of my friends, I can go back under my account settings and look for my friends and find their phone numbers. Well, okay, it's fine that it's my friend, but I'm in radio and I have my Facebook open to regular people, and I'm cautious about how much I put on. I don't put on a lot of personal pictures on there. I put on a couple pictures. I don't put too much information about where I live, how people can find me, things like that. And parents, I'm really warning you, as someone who has relatives in law enforcement, this is not something you can be timid about. You have to see what your kids are putting out there. It's for their safety, if nothing else. And joining me today on the Amber May Show, it's Pastor Joseph Valenzuela, and he's dealt with youth as long as I've known him, and he's very anointed in dealing with youth. So if there's anyone you could take any kind of advice from, it's going to be Joseph Valenzuela. what other ideas do you have for parents?
You know, it shouldn't be one of those things where, you know, if you hear this radio, you know, station, you know, you don't run home, grab your kid's PSP, throw it against the wall and say, it's the devil. You know, I mean, you're going to freak out your kid and, you know, and that's going to cause some all other problems. But, you know, this is something that you and your kids can do together. If you don't have a Facebook or MySpace, or you're not even sure how to use the internet, kids know technology. I was blown away that my 2-year-old son knows how to play Angry Birds on my tab. He, you know, he's like, errors. I'm like, what? And he grabs my tab. He goes on. He finds Angry Birds with the touch screen, plays it, and he's sitting there dancing with it. And I'm like,
oh my gosh,
what is going on? So here's the thought: is parents is have your kids say, hey, show me how Facebook works. Let me see that game that you're playing. It does a couple of things. One, you guys are doing it together. You're no longer alone together. You're participating in something, and you're getting into what your kids likes. But at the same time, even though kids have such access to knowledge with this internet, they need their wisdom from their parents, from their pastors, from those who are older, to show them how to take this knowledge and filter it, you know, preferably biblically, to, you know, and how to apply it. And that's where the wisdom of adults come in. But that can only happen if you two are doing it together. And then as you're there, you're saying, yeah, you know, hey, oh, this is great, you know. I love setting up this Facebook here. Thank you for showing me, son. Thank you for showing me, daughter. And then your kid feels valued. But at the same time, you can also say, well, you know, now that we have this, we really shouldn't be putting our full name. We really shouldn't be stating what school we go to. And then there you go. Together, you're moving it. Now, you're still the parent. You still got to set some rules. And yeah, you know what? Kids are going to fight you on certain points. But nevertheless, you're doing it together and you're participating together.
If nothing else, you're saving them from identity theft, because what are the two most important items besides your social security is your name and your birthday.
Oh, absolutely.
So if nothing else, you're saving your kids from identity theft that we all know as adults is a nightmare to get through.
And what's interesting, parents, is that it gives you another level of monitoring your kids, because, you know, I'm on Facebook constantly, and, you know, my youth kids are probably going to start, like, watching what they put on it, but I know what's going on in all their lives, because kids don't yet have the wisdom to know what they should put on and what they shouldn't.
Yeah, filter. They don't have the filter yet.
Yeah, so I'll know when they have a bad day at school, or they fight with a friend, or if little Johnny got his heart broken by little Susie, you know, who knows? And it's helping me to be able to minister. But for you parents, if you get involved in their technology, you see what they're exposed to. Video games are getting a lot more violent. And even though the title sounds great, you need to see what your kids are getting into. It needs to be age appropriate. And that's only going to happen unless you get involved in your kids' lives. Right now in this culture, it's technology.
That's right. Hey, Pastor Joseph, do you mind coming back tomorrow so we can pick this discussion up?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Because I think we're going to get into more about technology and how parents can get involved. And remember, instead of thinking about just yourself, number one, thinking about somebody else, number two, because eventually, number two will look out for you.
Prices on everything is going up these days. Even if you clip coupons, grocery shopping can cost you a pretty penny. Many people have begun gardening as a way to save money, eat healthy, and lower stress. Now you can save even more money on gardening when you visit garden.com and use promo code SAGMSHOW. You receive $15 off $75 or more for all your gardening needs. Remember, garden.com and use promo code SAGMSHOW to save on your next purchase. To find more gardening discounts, visit AmberMayShow.com. The prices on everything is going up these days. Even if you clip coupons, grocery shopping can cost you a pretty penny. Many people have begun gardening as a way to save money, eat healthy, and lower stress. Now you can save even more money on gardening when you visit garden.com and use promo code SAGMSHOW. You receive $15 off $75 or more for all your gardening needs. Remember, garden.com and use promo code SAGMSHOW to save on your next purchase. To find more gardening discounts, visit AmberMayShow.com.